Proclamation number 6867 of 7th of July, 1957. God's power of love guarantees success. Only where I myself work with my power is there success. But success is also guaranteed there. You should all make this certainty your own, that nothing can fail you if you make use of my strength. If love drives you and you appeal to me for support, for love draws me myself to you, and your prayer will certainly be answered, because everything is good for which love is the driving force. Every person can therefore have an inexhaustible source of strength at his disposal if love impels him to unite with me and I can therefore work together with him. Thus every human being could achieve extraordinary things which, however, only seem extraordinary to fellow human beings but in truth are entirely natural, that the human being's powers, which were originally possessed by the being that embodied itself as a soul in the human being, come to fruition again. That this being allows itself to be permeated by my strength of love again, the rejection of which caused it to become a deficient and powerless being. People could truly achieve incredible things if they wanted to request and use the strength of love at their disposal from me. For they need not fear any restriction from me, unlimited strength comes to them from me. But this requires conscious opening through a lovingly sent up appeal to me. Then the being has voluntarily expressed that it believes in me and desires to be united with me, and then it will also receive unlimited strength. A person who has kindled love within himself also knows about the fellow human being's unhappiness who has neither knowledge nor a convinced faith. He is then driven by the love within himself to help him, and then he can make use of my strength at any time, i.e., approach me myself for help, and then I will work unitedly with him, or else he will work unitedly with me. But love must always strive for a work of help in order to be successful. No selfish interests may be involved, it only has to be the will to help which prompts the human being to call for support if this success is to be achieved. Whether it is a matter of spiritual or physical need is irrelevant. I will never deny my strength. For a person's love for his fellow human being is the guarantee that he can draw strength from me without restriction. For this, too, is quite easy to explain, that without love even faith in my help is weak and therefore my strength cannot be used either, even if your mouth utters a prayer which may well be well-intentioned but without strength of faith nevertheless only remains a structure of words and thus no living call which reaches my ear. For love is already the strength which now becomes active, love is the guarantee for my presence, and love carries the certainty of success within itself. And thus I only ever want to enlighten you as to why you are weak. Why your prayers are also often not answered. A call sent to me by a loving heart cannot go unheard because love speaks to love and love always opens and grants itself. But a prayer which lacks love cannot have any effect because it does not reach my ear. Love for me or love for the fellow human being must be the cause of a prayer which shall be fulfilled. And love for a fellow human being is valued extremely highly, it makes me myself happy and makes me abundantly willing to give, or even. Love in a person's heart opens the door wide to the influx of my strength of love and now also enables the person to unusual activity, to unusual persuasion, to unusual help of every kind. For love is strength which nothing can oppose, which only then keeps quiet when it encounters blatant lack of love, which is like a resistance which love, however, does not break by force but holds back until this resistance is given up. But for the most part, resistance does not withstand true love for long. The person surrenders to whom love would like to bring help, because then I myself can work and truly no one resists me for long. Amen.